Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Nitzavim. And it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, thou shalt bethink thyself among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God has driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and hearken to his voice, according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will return thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the peoples, whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 2, JPS 1917, Tanakh. The promise of return to the land of Israel includes a reassurance of teshuva, repentance. In other words, that the Jewish people would be moved by Hashem to do teshuva. The commandment to repent is phrased in the future tense rather than in the imperative command form, because God wanted it to be an assurance to the Jewish people that in due time they would repent. Thus, as Rosh Hashanah approaches, we are reminded of the inevitable call towards teshuvah. Commentary relates that the phrase, "Ahasherosa el davavacha," then you will take it to your heart, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1, conveys the understanding that an intellectual knowledge alone concerning the importance of the service of God is not enough. Rather, it is necessary to bring this awareness into one's heart, the seat of the emotions. As a result of this endeavor, repentance will follow. The sense of renewal within the context of the ingathering of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael hints at the level of teshuvah that will occur at this time. The prophet Ezekiel spoke of an unprecedented restoration when we will be gathered in from the nations where we have been scattered. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 19 through 20. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, we will soon hear the sounds of the shofar. This may serve to remind us of the time of the ingathering. As is written, "All you inhabitants of the world, and you dwellers on the earth, when an ensign is lifted up on the mountains, see ye, and when the shofar is blown, hear ye." Isaiah chapter 18, verse 3. Shabbat Shalom.